a result like you had last week surely lifts everybody around a team. I know people talk about confidence and make a big deal of that, but it makes a difference, I'm sure.
Well, we needed the victory because of the games we've got coming up. We've got some really tough games coming up. You know, with West Ham, obviously, on the Sunday, then Tottenham, and then Liverpool. You know, we go on from there. So, you know, they are really, really tough games. So it was nice to win. Obviously, it's always nice to take a scalp of one of the top four clubs in the country. And, you know, as I've said before, Arsenal are a fantastic football club. And, yeah, it was great, great, you know, performance from us in respect to the attitude and commitment of the players. And we need to take that on to West Ham.
Yeah, I was going to come on to that from your point of view, manager's point of view. I think about a week to reflect. What are you doing well?
Well, we've got knocks and bruises and injuries. So what we've done this week, and this happens, we've been very careful with those players. So, you know, most of the week that's gone by, we've been trying to you know, keep them out of the, you know, the fray really, and make sure they're fit for Saturday or Sunday. Sorry. So that's been a big part of this week, is just managing those players and making sure they're fit for the West Ham game, because irrespective of what you do during the week, you want your best players on the pitch on a Sunday or Saturday, whichever it is, or a Monday night or a blinking Tuesday, or yes, whenever they got these games coming.
That's a point, isn't it? I appreciate you've been around for long enough and it's been happening for long enough. When you're playing at almost a different time every week, does that affect players anymore or affect managers? And can you kind of have routines in the same way, can you?
No, I'd prefer to play Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, yes. But being a traditionalist, not old-fashioned, but a traditionalist. But, you know, money runs the show now, so, you know, it's what the people want who pay the money, yeah. And you have to abide with that. And like I say, you have to get on with it. We always work from 3 days back anyway, so we take the game and then we work 3 days back from that game. So, you know, that's the way I've always worked.
No, you're used to it. Can you share with us any of the players that are struggling?
Yeah, we've got, well, I'm not going to tell you exactly who they are, but we have got injuries that we're really concerned about and worried about for Sunday. So it's really trying to prepare them and get them as close as we can, and then make the decision most probably Sunday morning.
Have you got the depth to cope with these games that are coming up then in that
respect? Well, you know, we missed Gareth has been, you know, mainstay in the back four on you know, or this season, and, you know, we missed him last Saturday, and Jonas came in and did really well. So, you know, the players that are around the fringes have to come in, they have to step up, and they have to, you know, they earn their money and show me and show everybody else that they're capable of playing in the Premiership.
Read all the reports from last weekend, and they summed up in one line. They said, "Dogged Albion oversee Arsenal, overpower Arsenal." Was there more to it than that?
Well, I'm not sure we overpowered them, and I'm not. I think what we had last Saturday that we've missed maybe in a few games at our place was, you know, we had the breaks, things went for us, and there's such thin lines in the Premier League between winning and losing, and you're always on that line, and you're hoping and praying that things will drop and take you, you know, to, you know, the right side of the line. As I've said before, we've had a few games at home where, you know, if decisions had gone our way, you know, that we'd have picked up more points. But, you know, as the season progresses and goes along, you can't be affected one way or the other. You've just got to make sure that you keep focused and, you know, you keep mentally prepared for what is, you know, a really, really tough season.
Certainly, Tony, The desire shown by the team shows you what you can achieve. It's a key thing, isn't it, desire in any team?
Yeah, I think we showed some quality as well. I don't think it was just desire. I think we showed some quality. And, you know, the second goal, you know, the goal we scored, the on goal, actually was a smashing move. And, you know, there's things that we want to work on, things we want to improve on. You know, I've said before, you know, I've not even been at the club for a year yet. You know, and what you've got to do as a manager, you've got to keep things bubbling at the top on the surface, and hope and pray that you get the time to change one or two things underneath that make you better as you push on. But the most important thing is winning. If you can keep it bubbling at the top, you don't get the time to change things underneath. So it's a massive, you know, you are juggling things all the time, and you know, you never take your eye off the results on a Saturday. But also, you know, if you're doing your job properly, for me personally, and if you want to get the club the way you think it should be, then there's lots of things that you have to do behind the scenes as well to achieve that.
You might be old school, but you seem to try, you know, win a battle to earn the right to play. I mean, you've got good players, but they earn the right to play.
I don't care who you are in the Premiership. When you're playing in the Premiership, every game is a tough. I think because it's the most competitive league in the world, and it's because you get results like you did last Saturday. You know, the fact that we've beaten Arsenal, when Arsenal have been on, you know, a decent run and they've got some fantastic players, that doesn't happen very often in other leagues in the world. You know, you don't see Barcelona or Madrid or the top three or four teams in Spain go away and get beat on a regular basis. And in England, that can happen because every club you go to, and it's not just the team, it's the crowd, it's the ground, it's tribal. You know, English football is tribal. And you're stepping into someone else's patch, and usually, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, people want to protect that patch and want to show what they're worth. And I really do think that's what makes this league so special.
What do you expect from West Ham?
You know, Slaven's done a fantastic job. I thought, you know, I don't think, you know, Sam, you know, has left now, but he stabilised the club. He got the club back into the Premiership, and put in place, I think, a decent structure. Slaven's come in and added a bit of gloss to it, and his own style, and put his mark on it. It's brilliant. I've met Slaven a few times, spoken to him a lot more than spent time with him, and I've found him a really decent bloke. I think he's a good football man. You know, he's one of theirs. He's played at West Ham, so they'll see him as one of their own. And you know, I'm pleased he's doing well. You know, he's come over to me as a really decent fella.
On their day, they can be formidable.
I know they've got some top players, and they've really. I think with the fact that they're going to a new stadium next year, I think the importance of staying in the Premiership has not been missed there, and they've really, really invested to make sure that, you know, they go into that new stadium as a Premier League team.
One of those players that they've got is Andy Carroll. He really gives them a different sort of option for your defence to think about, doesn't he?
Yeah, Carroll's a good player. I think he's a very underestimated player. I think people think that he's just a one-dimensional. But I think, you know, when Carroll is fit and playing to his full potential, he's got good feet. His movement's very, very good. And obviously people talk about how good he is in the air. I don't think there's no question about that. But I do think Andy's got more to his game than just being able to head crosses in.
When you're the manager of a Stoke, Crystal Palace or West Brom, just how satisfying is it, those victories against the likes of Arsenal and the so-called big boys?
That's always, that victory is fantastic, but that victory counts as much as our victory did against Sunderland when we played Sunderland at home. You know, it just reverts back to that 3 points on the board. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to glean as many points as we possibly can, as quickly as we can. You know, to give us the opportunity to take a bit of a breather when you look at that league.
How do you assess and respond to some of the murmurings from some of the fans and one or two people in the media regarding the style of play
We've played all right. I think you get pigeonholed, and you never get away from it in this country, unfortunately. I think at Palace, you know, like I say, that I went in there the same manager as I am now. And, you know, you win games and people say it differently. There's always going to be one or two people who are going to criticise you, whichever way you go. It's all about results, really, and that's, you know, that's the big thing. But, like I say, this is a good club. I like the club. It's got, I think there's lots of room for improvement in lots of areas and things that, you know, given the opportunity, given the time, slowly, you can get those things in place. But as I've said, the most important thing is to get those points on the board as quick as you can.
It's not even the likes of yourself, it's the likes of Lou Van Gaal, possibly going to be at the top of the table, getting criticised for style of play as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, let's be fair, the media today, Mourinho's taken a bashing, you know, it just moves on, you know, and the big boys, you know, they have that pressure. If one of the top four teams are struggling, then those managers get absolutely battered. They get battered more than what we do. Just in the middle of the table teams or the lower end of it, the top lads, and they've moved. You know, they'll move along as teams struggle. Manchester United struggle, then Louis will get it. Chelsea have struggled. Jose gets it. Wenger struggled, Wenger got it. You know, they just move along. They've got to sell papers. You've got to, you know, spend a lot of time on the air. So, you know, it's lovely speaking about things that are pretty negative. It's the way the country is, and you have to accept that. I'm not criticising it. It's the way this country is, and it's, you know, I'm in it. I understand it, and I get on with it.
And you talked about earlier the competitiveness of the Premier League, the likes of Arsenal, Manchester United and City and Chelsea. It's such a competitive, there are just simply no gimmies anymore.
Yeah, I think looking at Tottenham, I think, you know, at the beginning of the season, I think Pochettino's a real good manager. And I was very, very impressed with what he did at Southampton. He moved that on to another level at Southampton. And I don't think he was very happy with the group last year. I think it wasn't his group of players. I don't think they had the stamp that he likes and wants. You know, he likes very, very, he looked obviously good players, but mobile players, people who run. You know, and they play forward and they run forward, Tottenham. You know, and I think he's got, you know, Dembele has been absolutely outstanding this year. And it's the most I've seen him play passes forward. There's no question in the kid's talent and the kid's ability. And you know, Pochettino's managed to put that together. And, you know, they're there. You know, Klopp's come in at Liverpool. He's had a great response at Liverpool from the players there. So, I think it's quite an open, you know, championship this year. And you know, the more open it is, the better it is for the punters and supporters.